A flower does not think of competing with the flower next to it. It just blooms. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Dre Baldwin talks with us about how to be less self-conscious and more self-confident. Enjoy.
Today we're talking about We're going to talk about getting rid of self-consciousness and developing a complete disregard for your concern about what other people might be thinking of you. This is a bad habit that a lot of people have that slows a lot of people down from being who they want to be in life. If you're not being who you want to be, you'll never do what you want to do. You will never have what you want to have because people are preoccupied, concerned with, if I do this, what is somebody going to think? What are these people over here going to say? How is people's opinion of me going to change? Or are people going to laugh at me? People going to be mad at me? People going to fire me, unsubscribe from me, not want to be friends with me? People going to gossip about me and give me dirty looks if I do this, if I become this person, if I go after this goal? How about if you weren't even concerned with what other people thought of you? How about, what do you think would change in your life if you did that? How do you think things would be different? Now, are there times in life where you do need to be concerned what other people think? Yeah, like a job interview is one example. If you write a book or you sell a product, you better be concerned what the customers think because they're the ones who had to buy it. But I'm talking about in general. I'm talking more on a broader scope. Not being so concerned what other people think of you, paradoxically in life, and this is from my experience, I know this, causes people to admire you more, to want to follow you more, to want to be around you even more when you're not so concerned with what they think, because then you're not trying to please them. You're not trying to appease other people. You're just doing you. And people respect people who do them because there's so many carbon copies out here, so many people following, so many people trying to conform and do things that will be accepted, that when somebody steps up and says, you know what, I'm going to just be me and I don't give a damn what other people think, they get the most fans. So that's what we're going to talk about. Fans, friends, admirers, customers, whatever it is that you like. That's what I want to discuss here in this video. Number one point, boldness is an outer directed energy. Boldness. What does boldness mean? It's a high level of confidence. It is full belief in yourself. It is you walking into the room and you have a presence. You ever been around somebody and they just had a presence? You might not even know who the person was, but you could just feel that they had a certain type of energy. Boldness is an outer directed energy where you are sending your energy out to other people, as opposed to self-consciousness, which is an inwardly directed energy. When you're self-conscious, what are you thinking about? Yourself, right? You're conscious of, how do I look? What are people thinking of me? Is somebody talking about me? Why are those people over there whispering? Why is that woman back there laughing? Is she laughing at me? Self-consciousness, you're only thinking about yourself. You're giving all your energy to you. And when you give all your energy to you, what kind of energy are you going to get from other people? You're not going to get any. The law of karma is what? The energy you put out is the energy you get back. But if all your energy is staying within and going towards yourself, you're not going to get any energy back from anybody because you're not giving any out. That just makes sense, right? So you got to be bold enough to put your energy outward where you're not concerned about yourself. You're not thinking about how you look. How do I sound? What are people going to say about my game? Is somebody going to laugh at me? Are these people going to like me? Are they not going to like me? Will I be accepted? Will I not? When you have bold energy, you already know this is already taken care of. Like, I'm good. I'm putting my energy out here. Let me pay attention to this other person. Let me listen to what this person's saying. Let me see how these people are conducting themselves. Your energy is going out towards others, and what's going to come back to you? They're going to send their energy back to you. It goes both ways, but you got to be willing to put that energy out first. Bold energy is outwardly directed. Self-consciousness is inward. When you're self-conscious, you'll notice that you feel awkward. Nobody seems to be receptive to you. Nobody's open to you. Why? Because you're not giving them any energy. When you give people energy, they will give you energy back. That's point number one. Point number two. What if you're a type of person who just gets nervous when you notice that people are watching you, maybe talking about you? You can see that they're paying attention to you. And obviously, internally, people are judging you. And judging doesn't have to be a bad thing, but people make judgments. We make snap judgments about people every single day, all day. Everything that we encounter, we make a snap judgment about in our minds. So what about that? What about when you know you're being observed, watched, and judged? How should you feel about that? Here's how you feel. This is just a change in your perspective, a paradigm shift, if you will. When people are watching you, paying attention to you, looking at you, listening to you, judging you, they should be. That's what they're supposed to be doing, right? That's the reason why you're on the stage, right? That's the reason why you're on camera. That's the reason why you put that picture up on your Instagram. That's the reason why you started a website. That's the reason why you put out a product. That's the reason why you wrote a book. That's the reason why you made your online program. That's the reason why you want to have fans. You want people to be paying attention to you. You want people looking at you. You want people judging you and making decisions about you and saying things about you. That's what you want. When you have game, when you have skill, you have talent, you've been working on your game and getting better, you want people to know about it, to see it, to look at it, and make decisions about it. Why else would you work on your game if you don't want anybody to experience it? When you have game, when you have talent, that becomes a responsibility to put it out there to the world and get it to the people who want it, the people who need it. Not everybody's going to want it. Not everybody's going to need it. That's all right. But you got to get it out to everybody so they can make a decision for themselves. Don't decide for them. Let them decide for themselves if you're for them or you're not. But they can't decide if you're afraid to put yourself out there because you're concerned about being judged. Listen, you're being judged anyway. All right, whether you do something or you do nothing, you will be being judged regardless. What are you going to do with that energy? Use it. Be okay with the fact that people are watching you that's supposed to be watching. I saw Mike Tyson once when he was early in his boxing career. He was doing a press conference, and one of the media people asked Mike, he said, Mike, do you ever go to another boxer's fight or watch another boxer on TV or watch video of another boxer and try to assess what they're doing and try to figure out, you know, how you might beat them or how you're going to combat them when you fight that fighter? And Mike Tyson said, hell no, I'm not watching any other boxer. If anything, all the other boxers out there need to come to one of my fights and take a lesson in how to box, because if anybody's going to be being watched, I'm the one who should be being watched. And Mike Tyson was damn good back then when he said that. So he was absolutely right. It's the mindset I want you to take from that. It's not about Mike Tyson. It's about the mindset that he had, that y'all should be watching me. I don't need to be watching y'all.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.